Beautiful habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he accepted gifts from some people and refused them from others. Once he said, I feel like accepting a present only from a Quraishi, an Ansari, a Saqafi, or a Dosi. This was because once a Bedouin came, gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a young she camel, in return for which he gave him 6 young camels. The person was displeased because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him less than what he had expected. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about it, he gave a talk in which he mentioned the above. He was happy with these tribes because he knew of their sincerity and love for him. The followers of the Sahaba, that is the Tabi'een, used to accept gifts sometimes and refuse them on other occasions. It is said that Fatah ibn Saqaf Musili rahimahullah was given a present of a bag with 50 dirhams, silver coins. He said, I've heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, whoever receives something without asking for it but refuses to accept it, it is like one who is rejecting his rizq sent to him by Allah Ta'ala. He then took a dirham out of the bag and returned the rest to the giver. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, a well-known tabi'i, is also one of the narrators of this hadith. Once he refused to accept a bag of dirhams and some fine cloth made in Khurasan, which were given to him as a gift, saying that whoever is in my position, that is whoever gives bayans, advises the people, etc., and still receives gifts from people, will have nothing to expect when he meets Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. For by accepting these gifts, he has received his rewards in this world for the work of deen. Ubadah radiallahu anh says, I taught the Quran to some people of the Ashabi Sufa. One of them gave me a bow as a gift. I said to myself, this cannot be something of the dunya. I may use it for fighting in the path of Allah. Still, I thought I must ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it. When I asked him, he replied, if you want to have a necklace of fire put on you, accept it. It is quite clear from this hadith and from what Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, that the ulama and the mashayikh who are busy giving talks and doing other dini works should be far more careful and strict when accepting gifts. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to accept gifts from his close friends because it was definitely not in exchange for the work of deen. Ibrahim Taymi rahimahullah would accept 1 or 2 dirhams from his close friends but refuse hundreds of dirhams from other people.